The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Can an endorsement ever be a bad thing? Well, for Beth Harwell, who's running for governor in the Republican primary, we may find out. She's just been endorsed this week by the Tennessee Education Association PAC. It's the political arm of the teachers union in Tennessee. And of course, the TEA is associated with the National Education Association, the liberal NEA. Now, Harwell has welcomed the endorsement of the teachers union. And, you know, I guess it's because she thinks every endorsement helps when you're polling at about 5%. But we did a poll back in December to find out whether or not a TEA endorsement would help in a Republican primary. And I think this applies to both legislative candidates as well as statewide candidates for governor or for the U.S. Senate. The question that was asked in that December poll of 1,000 likely Republican primary voters was, the TEA and National Education Association are unions that use Tennessee teachers' dues to oppose the Second Amendment, support Planned Parenthood, and attempt to elect political candidates like Hillary Clinton. Are you more or less likely to support a Republican candidate for State House or Senate who accepts money from these organizations? Now, of those polled, 76% were less likely to support such a candidate. I think this applies also in the governor's race. Now, the TEA and NEA use teachers' dues money to almost exclusively support Democratic Party candidates nationally. They supported Hillary Clinton. They have demonized Second Amendment advocates and those that support the Second Amendment right to bear arms. The NEA, with TEA teachers' dues money, have also supported abortion with donations to Planned Parenthood. Most teachers probably aren't aware of this. And I guess Beth Harwell's hoping that most teachers who vote in the Republican primary won't be aware of what the endorsement by the TEA of her campaign actually means. Now, Donald Trump carried 92 out of 95 counties, with over 60% of the vote in his column. So the decision by Harwell to embrace support from the Hillary Clinton-supporting union isn't likely to move Republican primary voters in her direction. Now, if Harwell is counting on the anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-Hillary Clinton Republicans in the state to get her into the governor's office, I think she may be miscalculating. It's an extremely small base to work from, and their support may cost her the support of mainstream, conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump Republicans across the state. But good luck with that, Beth. We'll be back on Monday. You have a great weekend.